The 150th edition of the Belmont Stakes goes this Saturday, and if everything goes according to plan, there could be some strong Canadian flavor tasting Triple Crown glory. John Gunther, who along with his daughter Tanya, operate Glenwood Farm in rural Kentucky. That's the home to this year's winner of both the Kentucky Derby and Preakness Stakes, Justify. Gunther, who makes his home in Langley, B.C., is heading to New York this week to watch the horse he bred try to become just the 13th in history to win the Derby, Preakness, and Belmont all in the same year. When I reached Gunther at his farm on the West Coast, I began by asking him if he ever felt in his wildest dreams that he'd ever get a chance to see one of his horses win the Triple Crown.
It's very hard to believe, and for this to actually happen, I just don't know what to say. Once again, I got to give credit to the Glenwood staff for, putting it all together, producing a top yearling when we took him to the yearling sale, and then for him to continue on and win the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness and having a shot at the Belmont. I mean, to win the Triple Crown is it's just hard to imagine that it could actually happen. And if you look at the way Justify's been working since the Preakness, he had a bullet work in 46 and change on a fast track. He came back a week later and had another spectacular work. And the weather for the weekend is sunny, so he is going to run on a fast track. And I really think that will even improve his chances, as he really, one of his best performances was on a fast track at Santa Anita. So I'm really hoping and expecting him to win.
They're coming to the final 16th, and it's Justify and Good Magic and Audible. Justify in a two-length lead. Final try from Good Magic. All rise for Justify. The Kentucky Derby was never in doubt. Wins by 2.5. It's tight for second.
Let's go back to the first Saturday in May, a 20-field track at Churchill Downs in a sloppy, muddy, rainy Saturday afternoon. All of those elements just did not seem to affect him one bit. What impressed you the most about his win at the Kentucky Derby?
Well, with Mike Smith riding him, the way he broke out of the gate in a big field and got the lead, to the first turn, and he just nothing seemed to bother him. But more importantly of all is that walk over to the paddock with 170,000 people all yelling and cheering. The crowd never bothered him all. He didn't even turn a hair in the walkover in the paddock. And that his mentality and the way he acts is, it's just amazing as well.
Looks like a showdown in the fog. It is Good Magic on the inside, Justify on the outside, even turns, and they're head-to-head into the stretch as they make the turn for home. And now Justify and Mike Smith trying to grab the lead. Justify begins to pull away. Justify is in front. Justify, and here's Tenfold on the outside. Bravazo! Justify, Bravazo, Tenfold! Then Good Magic and Lone Sailor, followed by Sporting Chance. Justify, it wasn't a jog.
Fast forward 2 weeks after that to Pimlico in Baltimore. Not nearly as big a field, not nearly as sloppy conditions, but to go through the fog, nearly wire to wire, and winning that eight-horse race was very impressive, wasn't it?
It was really spectacular, and he had to fight the first part of it. He was running against the best 2-year-old in the country, being Good Magic, and he fought tooth and nail against Good Magic the first mile and put him away and still came out of the fog a couple lengths on top and had the race well in hand. But to have that, it's almost like a match race between him and Good Magic, and he still pulled it off. So that was incredible.
We all know how difficult it is for a horse to win the Triple Crown Series. Three difficult races in such a short period of time, and with the Belmont being 1.5 miles long, what makes you so confident that Justify can be able to to take the Triple Crown and in the process be the 13th horse in Triple Crown history to accomplish the feat?
Well, for his size, he has such tremendous athletic ability, and he has such a long stride and such an easy way of going. I don't think the added distance is going to bother him at all. And he's been bred to go a mile and a half. And I think with the fast track, he will even be more impressive than he was in the Derby and the Preakness. So I'm pretty confident he can get it done.
Gabba's getting there all the time, down the near side, but Without Parole finding a bit more up the hill. Without Parole goes on from Gabba and Vintager and close to the finish. Without Parole will win.
Finally, this has the makings of being a 2018 to remember, not just for Justify, but your farm and your family have bred some high-quality horses, another that will run in the Belmont, and another that's making a name for itself overseas in the United Kingdom. How much do you look forward to seeing both Vino Rosso and as well Without Parole put up as good a showing as they can in their respective races this month?
Well, the three-year-old we have in England, he's undefeated. He's 3-for-3. He just won a stake 10 days ago, and it was on soft turf, which isn't to his liking, but he still kicked in and won the race. And it showed his true class kicked in to get the job done there. And he had to win that race to be able to run at Royal Ascot in the Grade 1 St. James Palace Stake. And that's the most prestigious Grade 1 race during the whole week of Royal Ascot. And just to have him in there, that's a lifelong dream as well. Just to be able to have a horse run at Royal Ascot means as much to me as running in the Kentucky Derby. So it's been quite a year so far.
Good luck to your horses on both sides of the Atlantic, and especially I know horse racing fans in Canada are pulling for that Canadian connection to see Justify win the Triple Crown. Best of luck at Belmont.
Thanks a lot. It'll be an exciting weekend.